God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Every name must stand in the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Every name must bow in the word of God, Jehovah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Every name must bow. Why not talk to God and say, receive the power of your word tonight. Let every knee that is standing against me, against my home, against your church, against my destiny, against my family, against my white children's destiny, let the power in your word come tonight. Let all knees bow. Let them 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 bow tonight. 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 Father, let them bow tonight. Let them bow tonight. Every knee that has exalted himself above, oh Lord, above our dominion, above our authority, Lord, above our power, oh Lord. Everything that has exalted himself above your glory in our life, tonight, let them bow. Let them bow. Let them bow, Father. Let them bow. Thank you, most awesome God. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for your faithfulness since the last time we met here, which was Sunday. You have kept us. Thank you, King of Glory, because you remain God. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit at this time. We bless your name, O God. We thank you, Father, Lord, that you have not left us comfortless. We give you all the glory. Tonight, O Lord, we are asking you to please pour out your spirit upon us. Make your word known to us tonight, O Lord. Grant us the grace to walk and walk in your word. Father, I pray that you will prepare us even for tomorrow. That, Lord, we may fulfill your plan and purpose for our lives. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. At the end tonight, may you take all the glory. Father, we just ask that you take preeminence. Holy Spirit, please come and move. Holy Spirit, be in charge, be in control. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Shall we please be seated? The Lord bless every one of us. The everlasting King of Glory, we keep you, we uphold you in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage us because sometimes people don't take the words that come either from the pulpit or servant of God too seriously these days. And because of that, many people are missing out and not knowing that God is still speaking. God is still sending his word through his servants. There's something that was sent to me by my son-in-law about one of these tough imam soon to be made take over from Ada the father, you know, as a chief imam, a Fulani guy in Nigeria who had to speak and clearly and declared very clearly that Jesus appeared to him. And the encounter he had was so powerful. And because he was so sound, so deep in the religion, you know, he said he took his time to begin to query God. He would quote his Quran, you know, just to counter whatever Jesus was trying to tell him. At the end, Christ asked him to go to a church nearby. And he said when he got there, he thought those people there, when he went inside the church, he was telling himself, what's the confusion in this place? Because everybody was speaking in a language that was not, at least it wasn't English, it wasn't Fulani, it wasn't Hausa, it was not any Nigerian language that he knew. Why have people, what is going on with all these ones? At the end, he gave his life to Christ, and I think it's a great vessel that God wants to use. Remember the other lady in Ondo State, okay, Akure? Is that Akure or Ikare? Ikare, I think. Ikare. Not Akure. I don't think it's Akure. I think it's Ikare. That tells us that even as was said at the beginning of this year, that God is going to pour out His Spirit upon flesh. And I pray that the Lord will not pass us by in the name of Jesus. Tonight, that's an interesting topic. I think the Holy Spirit just wants us to look at. Whichever way it goes tonight, I pray that the Holy Spirit will take control. First of all, God bless you. Apart from my big son at the back there, thank God. Anyway, at least even if he's not married, there are people who are very, very close to him. Every one of us here, the men, do you love your wives? Yes, at least I love my own. Do you love your husband? You love your husband. Okay. Do you trust your husband? Do you trust your wife? Yes. Do you trust? Good. And my son at the back can say, do you trust your dad? Okay, he's putting thumbs up like this. Okay. God's commandment in Matthew 22, it's a place we know very well. I mean, anything that I think we know, we just pass. When somebody was asking him, what is it? Which is the greatest of all the law? The law, the commandment. And Jesus was saying, love your God, number one. Then what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? The greatest commandment. The greatest commandment. Okay? Thank God. You are welcome. You are joining us at a good time. And the question I ask others, I will just ask you as I proceed. So, Brother Yele, do you love your wife? Why are you hiding your face when I was asking the question? Because I'm coming to you too. Do you love your you love your husband? Good. Do you trust him? Do you trust your wife? Very good. What does the Word of God says about trust in a man? Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth a man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. praise the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Oh, some places the Bible would say the arm of flesh will fail. We are going gradually there. Why? If the Lord says, let's go to the next few verses. Verse 6. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, left out there in the desert. Okay? Where the weather will beat and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. You know, wilderness is already without vegetation. But sometimes you will see some places, maybe it's little, they call it, what is it, wild? That's one word they put, this water that you just see in the, is it? Yes, not, you know, no. Oasis, thank you. Okay, and then you see some little vegetation, date palms and around it. But here I say, it shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. A wilderness, the parched places in the wilderness again. So it tells you the worst, the barest areas in a salt land are not inhabit, and not inhabited. Let's just stop there. Now, we demand for trust. We demand for trust in all our relationship. In man. From man. We demand for trust. If you ask couples, they will say, trust. Of course, we talk about communication, but trust in each other is very key. In a business relationship, trust. Okay? In a household of faith, trust in man. Okay? Even if you are going just to the mall to go and pick something, there is trust. You think that what they are selling to you is the best thing, and you are not buying fake. In every areas, relationship, our jobs, in every affairs, we demand trust from man. From man. But God is saying, he did not just say, don't place your trust on man. Please, we don't mind his offering. He did not just say, don't place your trust on man. He said, curse. Curse be any one of us who put our trust in man. What kind of a trust is God talking about? And why is God demanding from us to trust him absolutely and put no trust in man? Brethren, I'll just take us through a few things, and then we'll come back to this. We'll come back to this key thing, this key subject. Because the topic of today is trusting in man. Trusting in man. This world, the Bible let us know, and with our experience, that the devil is the prince of this world. He rules over the affairs of the world, whether we want to believe it or not. And the devil is evil, is wicked, is a liar, is a flatterer, is an accuser, is a deceiver, is an exploiter, is a thief, is a killer, is a destroyer. The one who rules over the affairs of men in this world. Let's see John chapter 12, verse 31. John 12, 31. Jesus was trying to establish this fact. He said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world, the prince of this world, the one who is in charge of this world. And right, Jesus has said this thing because, remember his experience. Femi, please, Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Verses 5 to 6. Verses 5 to 6. Luke chapter 4. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, when he was tempting Jesus, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto Jesus, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, this entire world, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will, I give it. Remember those who deliver it to him. Adam and he has not handed it over yet. He's still there. A ruling. Praise the Lord. But let's move forward from where we stopped in Jeremiah chapter 17. Femi, please take us to from verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. The heart is what? Deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Who can do it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his way, according to the fruit of his doing. If we go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis 6, 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was what? Evil. Continually. Continually. Trusting in man. So we begin to see why God, we want to say, cause, be the man. Man does not know the heart of man. It's only God who knows. You don't even know the imagination of his heart. Only God. But those imaginations, those thoughts, they are vanity. Then you go to Psalm 94 verse 11. And the Bible says, okay, that we should be separate. Okay? Some of us, we should be together and separate ourselves from others. We will come back to this also. It also says, even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. Meaning that whatever is the situation, we are still around.
And there are still people around us. And people are going to impact on our lives, whether we like it or not. In fact, there are destiny helpers that probably God has used sometimes to reach out to us who are not even believers. But man, remember what God was saying about man. Man is limited. Limited in knowledge, in wisdom, in understanding, in strength, in ability, in power, in resources. This same man that we want to demand trust from. He is even limited in what he sees, what he hears, what he speaks. Except by spiritual means, discerning spirit. How many of us can see what is going on at the elevator? Sitting down here. Okay? Or at the car park. When some of us were struggling because somebody was parked so well, what kind of funny way. Okay? Except by discerning spirit. The man is even limited. Even what he can hear. And that is why when he's hearing one thing, something else is coming in, there's conflict. He is limited in what he can do, where he can go, where he can reach. Man is limited in what he can, who he can even use and who he can influence. He is limited on how far or how high he can go. Man. And yet, we demand trust from the same man. And what is even this trust that we are asking? Maybe by the time we begin to see what is really trust, We will now begin to understand why God thinks that there is no man who can give that trust. Trust is having firm belief in the reliability, strength, the truth, ability, and integrity of somebody. Firm belief in the reliability, the strength, the truth, the ability, and integrity of someone. Trust is having been free from suspicion and doubt. So it's not today you are suspecting your husband or your wife. Okay? I know what he's going to say. Yeah? I know he said it last week and 2 weeks ago. It is an assured reliance on the character of someone. That means you can, any day, you can say the character of this person is impeccable. There can't be any fault. Is dependent or it's a hope in someone and the accuracy of that person. So whatever the person says is accurate. Nothing, no coloring. Nothing added. If he say one, it is one. If he says 0.5, it's 0.5, not 0.51. Trust is placing confidence in somebody because that person cannot fail, he cannot betray, he can't turn down or disappoint. This one is very interesting. Trust is committing yourself totally in the care of someone, handing yourself over completely in the care of someone. And of course, trust is permitting someone to take charge of some things on your behalf without any fear that, oh, he's going to mess it up. Somehow it's not going to work. Oh, there'll be an issue attached to it. No fear at all. That's the kind of trust God is saying we should put in him. Can man meet this type of trust? If the man's heart is deceitful, vain, and wicked, remember what the Bible says. And I like so very, very much version. Some say, flee from all appearance of evil. A heart that is an imagination that is evil and wicked is appearance of evil. So are we going to start fleeing now? Okay? Flee. Some say abstain from every form of evil. Some say avoid every kind of evil. Some version of the Bible says keep away from everything that looks like evil. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. When God was talking about imagination of the heart of man and his thoughts, his ways, what is connoted is that it is bad, it is sinful, ungodly, immoral, harmful, injurious, unpleasant, destructive. It's, you can name it. Hateful, malicious, corrupt. And quickly, because in another 5 minutes, I'm just going to give room for us to make our contribution. Adam trusted Eve to obey God's commandment. But Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. Eve went and grabbed the fruit and brought it to him. Okay? Now, in an attempt to exercise trust, what happened? The devil is still in charge up to today. Abraham trusted Sarah to stand firm with him on God's promise. But what happened? Ishmael, they are still around today, throwing bomb all over the whole place. Moses trusted his people. He did not want to be called the son of Pharaoh because he knew that he was supposed to be there to deliver his people. But what happened? When you look at Exodus chapter 2, verses 13 to 14, his own people were the first to say, you think I should kill this person? Can you imagine killing somebody on behalf of somebody and the same person coming up and say, you don't come again, you don't come again this time, okay? Aaron and Miriam, remember that when Moses was complaining, he was a stammerer. God was telling him, okay, don't worry. Aaron is there, your brother. He will be your spokesman. You just speak to him. He will be speaking. You don't worry. So the two of them were part of the ministry of Moses. They were the first group to rebel against him. No wonder later on, all those princes, Korah, Dathan, could also do the same. Joshua trusted the advice of his people. Victory over the wall of Jericho. And he trusted the advice of his people. Ai, the battle of Ai, we don't need to understand that. Okay. And he was relaxing. And what happened? Israel was woefully humiliated. What about Joseph? I'm sure when we see Joseph, he will tell us so much. It was trust that he had in his brothers. Genuine trust. And what he was not supposed to say, he went and said it. And the same brothers. Even after pleading with the butler in the prison, please, when you get there, don't forget me. It was only when nobody was able to interpret the dream that one who has already started enjoying himself. And remember that that one kind Jew. There was one Jew prisoner of this thing who interpreted this thing for me. And that's what brought me here. He didn't tell Pharaoh when he got to that place, say, oh, I met somebody. It was much, much, much later. Oh, you want to talk about David? David was serving faithfully. Okay? As far as he was concerned, he had a family he could trust in. But at the time of, when God was supposed to decorate him, to lift him up, to empower him, he was forgotten. They didn't even remember him. How can the father of Munda will not even remember that one of your children is out there? Finally, what about Jesus himself? Oh, Peter said, in Matthew 26:33, even if the whole world, even if the whole world will deny me, help me, Peter, no way. Thank God he repented. But what of Judas? Disciples, a friend, very close. And when you go to Matthew 26, verse 56, the entire 12 people, Judas was already out. The remaining 11, let's remove maybe Peter, who was following afar. You know how to follow afar. You know, if somebody wants to see you, you quickly dodge. It's as if you are not there. The Bible says they forsook him and fled. They ran. The man that carried so much power, that trusted them, that they saw so much, they ran. They cannot even remember that this one is able to save us. Every time in my life, and those are the things I want us to discuss so that we can see. What is the trust? What is the trust we are demanding from man? What kind of trust are we demanding from man? And what kind of trust are we giving God? What is the kind of trust we are giving God? Are we equating the trust of man to trust to God? Are we relating the trust in man, in ourselves, to the kind of trust we should have in God? With all the limitations of man. Man who can wake up the following morning depending on his mood or her mood. And what you are going to hear is going to be a different story. I thought I used to know this person. Okay? So,
Is it that we are using the yardstick of the love for man to measure our love for God? Maybe that's why the love of even brethren these days is waxing cold. It's waxing cold. Because we look at it as if it's the kind of trust that we are demanding from each other. Is it actually trust? Anytime I had in my life tried to trust man, those days, and I learned it early in my life, when there was supposed to be a landmark in my life, and everything was put in place for me to just walk into it, and the man disappointed me. That changed the direction, everything about my destiny. Whether it was God's way of making sure I don't go that way, I don't know. But I was still telling myself, well, I could still have gone and all those things. And then thereafter, immediately after, I had to live with one of my elder brothers in Bauchi State, where there could have been appointment waiting for me. Even where he was working, blood brother, he was telling me stories how he couldn't speak to the principal to engage me. And that caused me to leave town into one kind village to start to be teaching, doing a job that is, when you came, miniature. Trust in man. What is the kind of trust that you have now? Even ourselves, what is the kind of trust that you think you are giving to others and to God? I think this is the message for tonight, if there's any contribution. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am done. Yes.
Trust is a very serious issue. Very serious. Because really, when you asked, my dear, do you trust your husband? If I say no, I don't even trust any. I mean, you can't even, it's a very heavy thing. Praise the Lord. Now, can you actually trust yourself? Even yourself? You can't trust yourself. You can beat your chest from now till kingdom come and say, I can and I cannot do this thing. But something will happen in future. Something will just come and you do the opposite. So can you trust yourself? Not talk about trusting man. Nobody can trust another human being. I can't say to my husband, okay, or anybody, do this thing for me, and I'll trust the person who will do it like myself. Nobody can. Yesterday, something happened. I think 2 weeks ago. I think my husband gave the wrong check, because one checkbook, the leaf was finished, so he gave the wrong one. And the check bounced. And that really bothered me a lot. Okay? So I said to him, I said, look, the best thing is to have a line of credit. Overdraft. Is it line of credit? Line of credit. Just in case. Small money. If a check comes through. Okay? Then. So I called Wells Fargo. I said, you know, I'd like to have a line of credit. Oh, yes, sure. How much would you like? Oh, I said, you're asking me any amount? He said, yes, from 3,000 to 50,000. Ah. I said, so I can choose 5, I can choose 10, I can choose 20. He said, yes, any amount you want. I said, okay, I'll take 5. No, I'll take 10. No, why go with 10? Let me go to 20. He said 20. He said yes. He said to ask me some questions. He said to ask me. Then he go to some questions. He said, me, that if you wake me up, I can beat my chest that nothing will make me lie in my life. No man, no woman, no, nothing will make me lie in my life. And I don't like people who lie. Can you believe it? This man will ask me some questions. And I was saying to myself, if I answer this way, they will give me this money I'm looking for. No, it's, look, then the man kept on asking. Then the man said, do you own your house or are you? I said, I don't own, I'm renting. If I say I own, okay, how much mortgage are you paying? Then how much is, I said, I don't know. Okay, how much are you paying in rent? I said, how much money am I paying? Then I said, rent. Oh my God, okay, 1500. 1500? I said, what is wrong with you? Where are you going with all these stupid lies? At the end, the man said, okay, wait, I want to put on denied. I said, all that for nothing? I said, I lied. Honestly, I was so distraught. I said to beg God for mercy. For what? Praise the Lord. I trusted myself. My husband knows me. People that lie, I really hate them. I it's like disgust to me when somebody tells me what I say, but why are they doing it? Who are they afraid of? Who is gonna beat them? Who's gonna, you know? But look at me for nothing. And I was even afraid to tell him, but I had to tell him. So I said, my dear, this morning, I said, look, let me just confess to you. I lied yesterday. The thing is still bothering me. Praise the Lord. So trust is a very heavy thing. You cannot trust any man. You can't trust your father. You can't trust your mother. I mean, trust. You can't trust your husband. You can't trust your wife. You can't trust your children. I trusted my father to be alive and stay for me. My father let me down. My father died. So how can I trust my father? My father died and left me alone. My father died. No, my father died. Never thought my father would die. I trusted that he wouldn't die. But my father died. No, seriously. What are we talking about? You can't trust anybody. You can only trust God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, you mentioned one important fact about man. Man is limited. There's limitation. So if you put your trust on something that is limited, when it gets to that level, the whole thing ends there. It's only God that is unlimited. So for putting trust in man, as you have rightly mentioned, even if your demand for that, you know, for that trust, at a stage, there will be problem. It's not, sometimes it may not be the actual problem. That person will be disappointed. That's why it is very important to first of all recognize that man is limited. There is nothing you can do. When he gets to a stage, even if the man wants to satisfy and he starts to run around, the person is limited. So the limitation there is one thing that we have to put at the back of our mind. The story mommy was sharing had happened to many people. Especially when you rush on the way, you want to get a credit card or something at that time, and you put the information. Then they say, tell you it's online. They tell you in 15 minutes the thing will just come flash denied. What can you do? That has been recorded on your credit card. You know, so you find it very difficult to apply for another one. But you know, if you put your trust in God. God is unlimited. In every respect, is unlimited. So he is the only one that, you know, can pass what a man cannot do. I could remember where I shared the story here when we first started to buy property. I saw this nice property in the University of Bridgeport, almost about 6 flats. there, and this is student something, and no students will definitely take. And I looked at it as cash cow. That okay, I will generate. It will generate cash. I didn't put this thing before God. I trusted in man. First of all, they gave me a balloon loan. I would call myself at that point stupid because, you know, with that, you know, the zeal, the, you know, excitement, I have to get this thing. I rushed into that. And it burnt me seriously. Because after about 6 months, the thing that I thought would be giving me money was draining even my own salary. So when I get home and I sit down, around 12 o'clock, probably I'm reading, and then the phone will ring. So has broken. I will jump into the car. By the time I get there, the following morning, I'm looking for someone who will help me to go to Home Depot and get it. That was one day, the whole basement was just flooded. That's why if you don't place things in the hand of God, you are wasting time. I could remember we just bought this what they call this thing, this water heater, big one. That thing just busted through water, and we had to go and buy another one. You know, this is the issue there. Man, the issue you have to consider is that man is limited. If you put your trust in man, man will fail you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
While I understand the topic as trust, and I totally agree that 100% of our trust should be in God, but I know that at some point we mentioned something. You asked us, "Do I trust my husband? Does he trust me?" I just wanted to say that, based on my understanding, I feel like the trust that we're talking about when it comes to marital trust, or is quite different from the kind of trust that we are expected to place in God. Because if we look at what is happening in the world today as well, when it comes to marital issues, trust is also a key issue. So I think there are two different things. The kind of trust that we have in God is nothing compared to the trust that we talk about when it comes to marital, like in the lives of Adam and Eve, for instance. Adam trusted Eve, right? But because that instruction was from God, I think he had a responsibility to ensure that, because as it is God before my husband, right? Even at the fact that I trust him. So if, for instance, my husband is leading me to do things that are contrary to the will of God, at that point, there should be a turning point for me to say, at this point, I don't trust you to lead the family in the right path. Why? Because it is contradicting the demands of God. When it gets to that point, my trust in his understanding of God would diminish. But at the same time, when we're talking about being able to trust him not to check through his phone, it's a different thing. We don't operate with God on a phone level. But if I start digging into my husband's phone, for instance, it's a trust issue, which we cannot also take lightly as well. So I think definitely I agree with the fact that all our trust should be in God. We shouldn't place our trust in men, especially when it comes to things of the world, you know, getting you a job, things like that. Men will surely fail. Someone that promised you heaven and earth yesterday will come today and say, well, they changed the prime minister, so I don't have access to this place. That's fine. But I also think that when it comes to marriage, there's also the, you know, the necessity to trust, to have certain level of trust. However, holding constant the fact that in as much as that person is not leading us away from God, because like I said, as long as we've married and pledged to ourselves for better, for worse, if you're leading me away from God, I think at that point, God will support me in disobeying my husband, quote and unquote disobey. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister. You see, remember I referred us to the two greatest commandments. You know, talking about, first of all, love of God and love of our fellow men. Deliberately, you see, when you talk about this, the trust,
trust is not something that you can, I'm trying to get the right word. It's just like talking about faith. Faith is faith. Love is love. Trust is trust. Okay? There are no measure. I am using this measure for this. I'm using another measure for that. What we take as, because I was getting to that, because now that she has brought it up, what we think, what we look at as trust is actually love. When you go into the Word of God, the Bible tells you how love overcomes all things. You tolerate so much because of love. Okay? It is that is the driving thing that makes you to hold on in marriage. It makes you to stand even when it is shaking, when there are, you know, turbulence, with wind blowing. You know, the love that you have for each other and the love that you have for God, the love that you have for the sustenance of that marriage, then you can overcome so much challenges. But when you are talking of trust, trust is trust. You should be able to close your ears and eyes and say, I trust this person, and that's all. But is it possible? Because of the human limitations. Human limitations. And a lot of time we use the word trust easily. Oh, I trust you. And you say you trust the person, and something happens the following day. And it's a different thing. Our God, whom we trust, he changeth not. If you say yes, it is yes. Is no, it is no. If you say I will deliver, he will deliver. When he says he's going to be there, he's going to be there. If he says I'm going to answer, he will answer. But can we operate that trust? Because there's no other place that trust is mentioned and measured in one another. No. As far as God is concerned, trust is trust. When he says, don't put not your trust in man, it's not necessarily mean that it's a sin at the end of the day. God knows that it is impossible for man to return that trust. He will betray that trust one way or the other. And that's why he said clearly, don't go there. But by the time you trust God, God will be able to make you to stand, to withstand so much, especially marriage that goes on in your marriages. God will give you the kind of love, because pure love can only come from him. It can't come from any man. No. I have seen marriages that were blissful, wonderful, and something snapped, and that was the end. That was the end. God, haven't you heard, I don't know whether some of us will have said it, it is just mere argument. I'm not going to trust you again. And so that loose word of trust. Oh, I can't trust you again. I can never trust you again tomorrow. He's going to say, okay, no. That's not what we are talking about here. And who is there who will be able to ensure that our trust is and hope is in God and God only? Because our limitation, the limitation of others, even put together, that is combined limitation. Because when you carry your own friend or wife or children or whatever limitation add to your own, it may be in a family, in a business, that is combined limitations. when the two are limited, just as Dickie was saying, how do you manage issue of trust? Except if God is the only one. And it's only God who can ensure that God can take us to a level where we begin to trust, but it's from Him and His Spirit. Yeah. Cut it off. Mike.
Incident in the Bible, John chapter 2, verse, I think from verse 24 to 25, you know, where the Bible made a statement of how that Jesus did not commit himself to men. And some translation will put it says he didn't trust them because he knew who men were. He didn't need anybody to tell him how the heart of man changes. And we discover if you read down through that scripture, you know what was happening before that time. Jesus came and drove all of them out from the temple, and they were querying him, under which authority do you have to do this? Give us a sign. And the Bible says that when they saw some of these signs, some of them believed, but yet Jesus knew what was at the back of their mind, knew that this was what they were before, and now they are changing because they saw a sign. That tomorrow something happened again, they will change back. And he says he didn't commit himself to them. So, and you know, in a sense, that it's not that we shouldn't trust people. You know, like so many people believe that maybe when somebody hurts you, you trusted somebody today, and because of that event, you will not trust him again. No, that's not what he's saying. But in an issue that has to do with, you know, our walk with God, as it were, and there are some things that you discover that you just know that this man is a man. He can never be God. So your trust should be first in God. So that whatever that man does should not disappoint you in the first place. Because you knew that you shouldn't put your trust in him in the first place. Because he's just a man. He will change. See, and that's what generally helps me generally in, you know, my relationship, in my marriage, and generally with people. Because I just knew that I'm somebody who can trust blindly. Very blindly. I can just trust you with everything, hook, line, and sinker, and fisherman all together. So but there are times, you know, you have experiences that hurt your heart so deeply, and you say, this man, no, I'm not going to trust you again. Look at, because, and God help wants us to come to that point where we discover that he's just a man. He will always change. Let your trust not be in him. Let your trust be in God. See, just like exactly what you were trying to explain now, that the first thing is trust God. You can believe what people do and all that. Just give to the fact that you have trusted God first. So whatever they do, it may hurt you for a season. But your total confidence, as it were, and your commitment is not totally in them, but in God. And you'll be able to say, okay, it's just a man. I forgive you. So I think that's the best way for us to go about our relationship generally. Because if not, we can carry some hurt in deep down in our heart. That, as the Bible will say, it says when people carry, you know, the bitterness, that will defile many. So that's the best way for us to go about it. Amen.
The greatest thing that you see now these days is where brethren now begin to reverence, trust, and believe more in the man rather than the man, the person behind the man. Okay? And it is amazing. I first noticed this in Jos. When Daddy Gio came to Jos, the same pastors that I knew, we hardly want to do anything. Even when the state pastor, like the provincial pastor, is giving instruction, you see them dragging their feet, very reluctant, you know. You know, they must give one kind of reason, excuse, they are becoming too big. When Daddy Gio came, the struggle, the zeal, falling over each other. And I just stood there, very amazed, enjoying the movie. Because to me, it was just like movie. And I said, wow. So I had to go to one of them. Have you been sleeping all this time? He said, what is it, Daddy? I said, you just woke up when Daddy came. I said, I know you. You will sit in the pastor's seat here. And then, even when they say, stand up and pray, when you manage to get off your two hands in your pocket, you know, yes. I say, today, where did you get that fire? I say, maybe that the Jews should be coming every day. And he got the message. And I say, why? I say, that's why I don't want to be a pastor. If this is what it is. Let me just confess to you, there will be those who will not go to the camp, to the convention this year. Because Daddy Joe is not coming. Trust in God. Trust in God. They have forgotten that the same one who backs him up when he comes here is the same one that is going to be there. And where he is, he's even playing. But they don't understand. The Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. Any other one before we just round up? So, let us just know that whatever a man does, whatever any man does, he is limited. And because he's limited, okay, even though you can put trust in him, don't allow that to destroy your confidence. Just know that God is your confidence. And he will disappoint. He will fail. In fact, sometimes his heart can be, the imagination of his heart can be something else. It can even be evil temporarily. But it doesn't matter. That's what we are made of. It's the Holy Spirit who keeps working in us to take away all this in order to make us better. To make us better. And that is why by the time you stay together, like in relationship, in marriage, you begin to understand yourself better. Then you just discover so many things are just nothing to you. You can overlook it easily. But initially, wow. Okay? You may always go and carry your... There's some even open their diary. You know? Some used to have diary. I hope you don't have one. Some used to. I know those who have kept diary. He insulted me today. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will help us. The Holy Spirit will guide us. The Holy Spirit will lead us. He will be our guide. He will be the one who will continually work on us in order to make us better and better each day. Shall we bow down our heads as we just talk to God tonight? And just ask that you want to trust him more. You want to trust him more. In Jesus' mighty name. We pray.